Family dwellings.
There's no noise yet.
Pull your mic toward you.
I don't have to no more.
There they go. Now it's on.
All right, we'll start over as a delay. We'll call Sussex County Council back into session for two public hearing on ordinances. First, with an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 162, relating to the number of off-street parking spaces required for multifamily dwellings and townhouses. I will turn the proceedings over to Mr. Roberts so he can tell you how we'll conduct the public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. President. As was stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings before County Council. All council matters are discussed and voted on publicly in these open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the council's deliberation. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. Please no applause or other disruptive behavior. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of County Council. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the ordinance or application will be announced. Then the application will be reviewed by the director, or the ordinance will be reviewed by the director, and any comments and correspondence that has been received will be read into the record. The applicant will then present its case in the case of the public hearings or in the ordinance to explain the matter to the commission, or excuse me, to the council, and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. In the case of the public hearings on the zoning amendments and in the case of the ordinances this evening, the council may question anybody coming to speak at the podium. Now, the council will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by an opponent's. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. When you do come to the podium, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The president does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The council, as I said, may ask questions of both the supporters and the opponents of the matters. However, no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the council, and the council may direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant in the case of the zoning applications unless requested or permitted by council.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And with that, Mr. Lang, first yes. Ordinance, please.
Thank you. The first ordinance is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 162, relating to the number of off-street parking spaces required for multifamily dwellings and townhouses. On March 23rd of 2006, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this ordinance. The ordinance was introduced and summarized. There were comments and discussions of the commissioners before taking public testimony. Carl Bartell was president and spoke. Wendy Baker was president and spoke. Wendy Baker also spoke on behalf of Preston Shell and submitted some photographs of multifamily sites taken in the morning of July 3rd of 2004, showing vacant parking spaces, etc. The commission at the conclusion of the public hearing did defer action and has not yet made a recommendation on this ordinance. In synopsis of the ordinance, this amendment changes the number of parking spaces required for multifamily dwellings and townhouses from 3 per unit to a bedroom-based formula per dwelling unit as defined in Section 115-4B of the ordinance. The new basis follows the Ocean City model. The total requirement is modified on an assumed economies of scale for large developments as used in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And that's all I have, gentlemen. Should I have questions?
I don't know if you remember the night we had the discussion on this previously, the come around to Mr. Cole and Mr. Dukes debating each other about what it should be, and if the we wanted him to come back with a model of Ocean City. And Mr. Cole's last words were he wanted it verbatim, so that's pretty much what you have in front of you.
It's a combination of Virginia Beach and Ocean City, though?
You said Ocean City only.
Oh, wait, but I thought I just heard a description.
Its basis is Ocean City model. The total requirement was modified on the assumed economy of large-scale development as used in Virginia Beach.
Just on a large scale.
So there's been a little Virginia
Beach
added.
We looked at several other agencies also. And just for benefit of council, Mr. Shell is president. I assume he's going to speak. But here I passed down copies of some of the photographs he submitted that show the vacancies in the parking lots that were taken on July 3rd.
Gentlemen, you have any questions to Mr. Lang before we proceed with the public? If not, Mr. Robertson, just to that public hearing. And would like to come forward to speak for the Mr. Shell? I don't know which is leaving there tonight.
I'm going to try not to be redundant from what I said last time. I just want to point out that I believe there's a section in the revised ordinance that's actually a direct result of some of the comments you made, Mr. Cole. The last section says that, I think you made a comment, and it was a good one, where you said, well, look, let's assume there's a 10-unit multifamily development. They all have two-car garages, and they're all two-bedroom units. You could have 100% of your parking inside enclosed garages. If you had a party or you needed a guest to come over, there'd be nowhere to park. There should be at least one parking space per unit that's a public-accessed guest space. And so I believe that that last section is, you know, a direct result of that. I really have no other comments other than to say that I think this ordinance is both simple and far more likely to lead to the correct number of parking spots in a multifamily development than the existing ordinance, particularly when it relates to developments where they can have either a high number of bedrooms, like some of our communities at the peninsula, and then some of our other communities that had, you know, one and two bedroom units. When they had three parking spaces per unit, as you can see from those pictures, we had an absurd and embarrassing amount of extra parking. So a bedroom-based model is far superior to a just one-size-fits-all model. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Sure. What else?
Lawrence, can I ask Lawrence while we're waiting here for seeing?
Sure.
This one area says a minimum one space would be left outside it. Okay. So if somebody built a two-car garage, and I guess filled the where they only needed two spaces, they would still have to have one outside.
Yeah, if you look at section two, it was an amendment.
Right.
That portion right here, section two. It says required all street parking spaces. You're deleting of three spaces. Per family dwelling unit shall be provided on the lot of each dwelling unit or within an on-site parking area within the common area or a combination of both with approval subject to site plan. Required off-street parking space of two spaces per apartment shall be provided on premise of an apartment building. Excuse me. But it provides for it. We were saying you had to have three, and we were allowing the garages to count as a parking space, but we weren't. And the question was, could you have the parking space, a stack space, and whether you had to have another space?
Well, what do we end up with? If we have our garages are still considered parking spaces in Sussex County?
Right.
This ordinance,
A garage.
And are they allowed to stack?
What do you mean by stack?
Would be a driveway space behind a garage.
Skinny little driveway, and the cars are just lined up like soldiers.
We have in the past.
Bumper to bumper.
Years ago, we didn't allow the stacking.
It's their property.
In the past, we have allowed the stacking, and this provides for a space to be off away from the house and not being all at one location. That gives you a space in a common area rather than in the driveway going into the garage. So, as you said, a lot of the garages become storage; they don't become garages. They don't really be used as a space.
Down any other questions? Anyone else in the public like comment? Ms. Baker, please come forward.
That's an improvement. Are we getting anywhere with this?
Good evening. My name is Wendy Baker. I'm from Bethany Beach, Delaware. I'd like to say that my comments I've already made as part of the record, and I stand by them, and I'm not going to take up your time to reread them. To answer your question, Mr. Cole, if there were two parking spaces accounted for in the garage, there would be one additional parking space that would be required outside of the garage.
In front of the unit?
No.
Could be anywhere?
Could be anywhere. It could be in guest, like, collective parking. I think that's what the ordinance was changed to. Minimum of one space per dwelling unit must be outside of a private enclosed garage and accessible to guests.
I hate to say it, my gut feeling is I would always think there should be one parking place in front of everybody's home so the pizza guy can come.
Thank you.
Like pizza. Anyone else?
No, I mean, it's illogical to not have a parking place in front of every unit required, and to have these satellite, they could be at the clubhouse, they could be at great distances and be not very effective. So,
well, that's what Mr. Cole, the ordinance that we passed that you recommended.
I didn't recommend any of these parking.
No, the first one, the three, was exactly what that did. It made those satellite parking lots bigger by requiring two.
I still like that. I still think in the beach area that we like sewer systems. We should build them for the peak times so that people can park and accommodate cars that people come to their houses. And I have no problem with still requiring a three. Somebody else's went to Kansas and found some model out in Kansas that we like.
You read that one time and you just can't stand it.
Kansas.
Did you? Yeah, so you have slept, though. I thought you might have forgot it by now. But
no,
weird.
No,
really
no,
weird.
I was impressed with that. It took you all the way to Kansas.
Anyone else in the public likes to
And
speak on
where
this?
Do we end up in Ocean City? Is that correct, Mr. Cole? Yeah. Or Hold correct on. Me if I'm wrong.
Let's hear Thank the public you. First. Anyone else in the public like to speak on this ordinance? This is a public hearing, folks. We want to hear from everyone. Anyone else like to speak on this ordinance? Gentlemen, do you have any further questions?
Oh, it is.
If not, I entertain a motion to defer because you stated P&Z had not acted on as of yet. That's gentlemen, you've heard it. Motion to defer.
We're going
to
close the public hearing.
I've closed the public hearing.
That's why you should have the lawyer do it.
Okay. When P&Z, when do they hear it?
They've heard it.
We've heard it already. Our planning and zoning's heard it. I don't know when it's coming back. Mr. Lang could probably say when it's coming back under old business on planning and zoning.
They meet tomorrow, don't they, aren't they?
Is it tomorrow?
I think it's on the agenda tomorrow.
Thursday?
We meet Thursday. It's on the agenda. Yeah.
They're meeting at a townhouse down at the beach, and there's not enough parking, so they're waiting until they get enough spots so they can get to have the meeting.
I thought they were going to Dewey Beach.
Park and ride, buddy.
You probably don't stack in your driveway either, though.
Public hearing is closed.
I'll make motion we defer.
Second.
Motion from Mr. Duke, second from Mr. Phillips to defer on the ordinance reference parking. As you've been discussing public hearing, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Next public hearing, Mr. Lank.
Yes, the second ordinance amendment is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115 zoning, of the zoning ordinance, Article